All right. We got three more stories tonight. Our last speaker from Plot Points, Mr. Brad Davies.
Yeah. Guys, just hold it like one more story.
Good? All right, cool. So, first things first, role models. You've seen that movie, right?
Yeah.
Most people? Yeah, a lot of people. If you haven't, it's basically some guys that got in some trouble, had to do community service, helped out some kids, they turned out to be LARPers, and wacky hijinks ensue. Okay? Second thing is, the dick is his gun, Ronnie. The dick is his gun. Those who haven't seen it will remember. All right. So I had my own moment like this. We went to Bristol Ren Fair. It was pretty cool. Hanging out with some buddies, they've been up for a while. And we go to, like, the LARP boffer sword pit, and there are people boffer sword fighting and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I was like, well, it's kind of cool. I don't know if I really want to do it. And my buddy says, hey, they're doing tag team, like, two on two. Let's do it. Why not? Come on. I was like, all right. Payment, like, $2-3, whatever it was. Jumped in. Started playing. So we got in there, and it was like, you fought with your boffer swords, and if you got one tag, you're done, right? And I never really boffer sword fought myself. I'd done some fencing, done some historical fencing. So I was like, okay, this is cool. So the first guy comes up, and they're standing there. It's like, I am Thorbar Grodsmash of the Toad Clan. With his, like, armor and everything, his big sword. I'm like, all right. And so he gets all ready, and he does this. For those of you playing at home, mash up every single crappy sword and sandal movie you've ever seen in your life, and that's how they, like, warmed up. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, cool. And I come up and I go, ha! Now imagine a gunslinger standing there dead-eyed with his swords out, or guns out, really. I was like, all right, cool, here we go. And they said go, and the guy comes up and goes, and I went, boop. Done. Gone. I got this. This is cool. So we won the first one. We're like, all right, that was, yeah, whatever, luck. We won't do so well. Then we won the second one. Then we won the third one. Then we won the fourth one. People are like, who are these guys? Then we won the fifth one. See, now the reason why this was probably happening is there's very two distinct styles going on here. The LARP style, like I said, is every single terrible sword and sandal movie you've ever seen in your life, where it's just these big wild swingies and, you know, how you think you should sword fight. I had done Fabrice style, which was with a rapier, which is actually a historical style, which teaches you the first thing about sword fighting is not to get stabbed. Completely disparaging styles, because the people would rush in charging, and I would stab them, because I learned the first one really well. Don't get stabbed. So we kept going, and we kept going. And, like, I think we were, like, 7-8 in, and this guy comes up and goes, dude, what LARP guild are you in? Wait, what? Come on, what LARP guild are you in? He's had some martial arts fightings, and I've done historical fencing. The guy's like, no, come on. No, really. What LARP guild? No, I'm serious. And this guy just, like, looks at me. He's like, oh, man. Like, I blew his mind. Like, I think he went home and, like, rethought his whole fighting style or something. It was. It was just, he had a tabard on and everything. And, gone. So we kept winning. And I'm like, and Josh is like, and eventually we lost. To the guys who owned the booth for LARPing and sword fighting at the con. And they were like, well, if you guys want to join us, you know, that'd be cool. So, and we're like, oh, no, we're not from here. But thank you. So moral of the story is, you may not like the thing, but you could be a role model for someone in that. So there you go.
I kind of want to go home and watch Monster Camp. You guys ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
It's really good. It's like interesting and sometimes funny and sometimes very sad. Claire, didn't you watch that on Valentine's Day with a guy? Isn't that a story you told once?
No. My first ever boyfriend in high school watched that on Valentine's Day by himself. Because he didn't believe in Valentine's Day, and I was trying to be a cool girlfriend.
Oh. How'd it work out?
Poorly.
Oh.